Get your footy first with Jars and Louie on the Rush Hour. 104.7 Triple M.
Great to have you company, Adelaide. Great to be back. We are fresh from a week off and we're smack bang landed in the middle of Trade Week. Juice, as I welcome you back to the Rush Hour. Good to see you.
Nice to see you again, Lulu. And hello to the family. Mount Gambier, welcome for our second half of the season. Are we just like the fourth quarter for us, Lou?
Oh, it is.
Do we dominate in the last quarters or not?
Well, the premiership quarter, which was the third quarter, was very good. Yeah. And it would be a suggestion that we normally run home downhill skis,
strong,
you and I, into Christmas. So I'd expect a strong finish.
Now, Lulu, trade. Are we on the table or not? Are we first round, second round, third round? Where are we at, mate?
At this point, it's obviously just started. So the phones are running a little quiet, let's be honest. Not over the top, but I wouldn't expect any of the big offers to come through just yet because obviously there's been a little bit of testing and touching
there
and feeling
Luke
out there about, and maybe even a bit of posturing.
A little bit.
And speaking
Don't
of postures,
that.
Yours looks better.
Thank you, Lulu.
You've slimmed.
Yeah, well, you know I've got that fungus.
You have.
And to the family out there, thank you for asking the question.
Kind
and,
words.
And your consideration. I like it.
All right. We've got a lot to get through today. We have got the Adelaide Crows list manager, Justin Reid, JR, to join us in about 25 minutes' time.
Are we going hard on him or not?
Well, we are. And I tell you what, it's been busy out there. Is anybody
busy?
I'm going to ring them today, see if anyone's home.
Be careful.
They're all leaving.
Nah, they're all leaving.
Lights are on. And the gift that keeps on giving. The Gold Coast camp came up again. Cam Allish-Elman, just a lovely little drive-by nomination.
He had two machine guns in his hand.
Boom, boom.
Why do they keep going?
It was
there?
Arnie and Terminator. It was just lock and load.
Boom, boom.
He didn't
miss anyone.
So we'll
delve into that a little bit more. Yeah. The other big news, if you haven't followed it, surprise, surprise, Joe Danaher wants to go to Sydney.
Well, you picked it. Mate, you picked it months ago.
Round four.
When you picked it round
they
four.
They caught up. Him and...
Tommy
Harley.
Yeah.
And no, we're just mates. Just having a chat.
Tommy.
I mean, the footballing world is suspicious at the best of times. That doesn't help. But that's the nature of the business. I don't think we're at a space where we can come clean yet. But
the deal hasn't been signed off on yet. He still could be an Essendon player next year.
He's going to play hardball. Going to play you what Brendan Goddard said too, coming up very soon. This is as good a drive-by I've ever heard from a teammate about Joe Danaher and about the injuries that have kept him to real limited game time. Well done to Jamie Elliott and the Pies. They've signed for another 2 years together.
Jeez.
Spotted in Brisbane, he was.
He was spotted in Melbourne, he was.
I reckon he texted him and said, I'm going to Brisbane. Yeah. Can somebody catch me? Because I really want to stay at Collingwood and I want a better deal.
Played that well.
That was beautifully done.
Used his ace.
And Tim Kelly, well, Geelong, they only want the kitchen sink and your firstborn, and a few others out of that whole deal. That is just out of control. And
his dad's farm.
And I heard they want Chris Judd back.
Yeah, I've heard that. Honestly.
That's going to take some doing. Guess what?
You get in up at Frio.
There's two teams. And if you're the Cats, I think you're just saying, give us the best deal.
We'll
get you we'll get you within a 30K radius of your family home, and that will do us. What do you reckon?
Well, Frio got pick seven.
Yeah. Angus Brasher apparently touring over there as well. Everybody is going everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
On local news, and this is exciting, Central's looked to have locked down their brand new senior coach.
Well, this is what we're hearing, and it may be announced tonight. I know they're trying to sign up some players tonight, but I think tonight, I think Central fans will find out who their new senior coach is. From what I'm hearing, Melbourne-based.
Wow.
Assistant coach from a VFL side. From what we're hearing, can't confirm it. But I think that's but Central, they're the only coach or club without a coach at this stage.
Granny will be listening, Chris Grant. Just give us a text, Granny, and let us know if we're on the money or
I think Granny listens to the AM mob.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's not a big fan of ours.
Don't we go that far out with our signal?
He doesn't like, he's told me he's not a fan of our music.
How's he supposed to relate to the kids if he's not a part of us?
Come on, Granny.
All right, get with
been
the program.
A great man.
All right, trade week, day two. It's been underway. As I said, not far away, Justin Reid, the list manager of the Adelaide Football Club. But also, we need to talk about some big names that have been linked with our two teams here in South Australia.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louie all over Trade Week.
G'day, Timmy.
How you doing?
Righto, Jars, day two of Trade Week. A little slow at the start, but to be expected. A man with his feet firmly planted on the ground there, right in the bunker, right in amongst it.
That's
he's
going
to be busy because a lot of them are leaving and they've got to get a few to replace
him.
And
he's wearing glasses too because the deals he has to do.
Oh, yeah. And maybe a helmet as well. It is the list manager of the Adelaide Crows, Justin Reid, good friend of ours. JR, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Louis Jars, how are you, boys?
Right. What happens in this opening two, three, 4 days, Reid? Is it just the feeling out and the raising of possibles and probables versus a few that are obviously on the table, but just sort of feeling out what might be around and listening to what's going around?
Yeah, Lou, I think you'll find the conversation start back probably as early as July and planning even beyond that. So, look, there's a lot of posturing. I think the good thing about this week and next week is it's actually live and some of the conversations you've had hopefully come to fruition. So, look, yesterday was obviously in the AFL for 3 or 4 hours. We met with a few clubs, but it's really early days and I think history will show a lot of the deals don't get done into the last 24, 48 hours. So, ongoing conversations and obviously, you know, we're looking to rejuvenate the list and the focus for us is getting to the draft like we did last year and we'll keep focusing on that and trying to execute that by the end of next week.
Reedy, Brady Crouch, are we going to see him in a Crows jumper for the next 5 years or do you think he'll be in Queensland somewhere?
Oh, that's the hope there, Jars, but I think, I know, speaking to, you know, to Crouch and his management, at the moment we're in the process of trying to find a new coach, so Brad wants to sit down with that new coach when and if that occurs. Mm-hmm. And likewise, we need a bit of guidance and have a bit of input with the senior coach going forward, especially when you talk about, meeting the long-term deals. So that will play itself out once we get, through this trade period. And, you know, we'll sit down with Brad and his management once we get the new coach in place.
All right. Has Eddie Betts come in yet and asked to be traded back to Carlton? Has Carlton suggested that he wants to go back there?
Oh, look, there's been an indication, but there's still a bit of work to be done there. It's progressing, with the conversation with Carlton and with Eddie's management and Eddie himself. As I said, you know, we love Eddie. He's a club favourite, a member's favourite, and where we can support Eddie, we will. And as I said, it's a bit of a family decision for Eddie and Anna. And as I said, that's just, a bit of work in progress still.
Reedy, have you got a big deal polo, like Tiger Woods wears red on the final day? Do you roll out your big deal polo? You know, have you got a favourite pen, you know, your Mont Blanc that you get out and sign these big deals with?
Nah, Louis, just make sure I've just got a sharp haircut for that last day, so I'm looking good for the cameras.
Oh, very nice.
Hey, Reedy, what about Fantasia? Arazio, obviously Port Adelaide are heavily into this young man. Where's the Adelaide Crows at with this fine talent that could replace an Eddie Betts type role?
He certainly is a fine talent. Look, he's contracted for another 2 years at Essendon. And obviously, from a strategy point of view, we're really focused on the draft. So, look, not something we really want to get involved with at the moment, but a lot can change, obviously, over the next, 8 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Reedy, Sam Jacobs' deal be done sooner rather than later?
Yeah, Lou, it's an interesting one. Obviously, we've had good dialogue with GWS and with Sam. They obviously got compensation around the Tomlinson free agency to the Melbourne Footy Club. So, I guess they're just working through if they do lodge the paperwork around the restricted free agency rules, whether that will dilute the compensation they've already received. So we've just got open communication with GWS to see how that plays out over the next, 24, 48 hours.
Reedy, this one's probably outside your lane, but I'm going to ask it anyhow. Alex Keith, misdiagnosed or just overcautious bias?
A little bit overcautious. I said I'm not a medical practitioner, so I'm not an expert in that area. But look, he's going to be back to full training by Christmas. So, you know, Alex is really clear and happy with the advice that he's getting Adelaide Football Club. So I think that's just a bit of posturing by others to try and dilute Alex's value. But, you know, we rate Alex really highly and obviously he was looking for long-term security and the Bulldogs have been able to put that on the table, but there's still a long way to go with regards to that negotiation.
Now, what about the young Frampton from Port Adelaide? It's very rare, Reedy, that we get the opposition coming in the Adelaide Crows and vice versa. Are you confident of getting this young man to replace your Jenkins-type role?
Yeah, Jars. We've had a good chat to Port. It's something I think we can work through over the next week. So, interesting enough, he was actually a Crow supporter growing up, Jars.
And nice.
I think his father's favourite player might have been...
Darren?
Yep.
Nah, Andrew Jarman. But, you know, I might be wrong. I might be wrong. Jeez. I'm not sure.
Reedy, check it again, will you?
Yeah. When you chat to him next, I'll let you have that conversation. But look, we think he's got some real upside, and it's something we'll work through in the coming days.
Reedy, sometimes apple does fall far from the tree. You just got to be careful. I'd probably leave him at arm's length when it comes to negotiations. All right.
If we lose Crouch, you're going to wear number two.
Oh dear.
Nah, that won't be happening.
No, no, good stuff.
Ella Shulman, obviously that deal was done, and Cam wanted out, and he gave his reasons for it. From a fan's point of view, Reedy, again, I know it's hard asking you because you're inside doing what you do, but clearly an aftershock still effect of that camp. Does that bring up any doubts with anyone else? Does it create doubts from people on the outside looking in, players coming to you? Will that be a hurdle at all?
Look, I don't think so, Louis. Look, this, obviously, you know, we own it and there's been some challenges over the last 2 years, and I guess part of that's been some distractions. And obviously, getting through this trade period, having a new coach come on board, for us, I think that's a clean slate, and it's having that coach move us forward. So, look, obviously, you know, Cam, real valued player of the LA Footy Club over the last 8 years, and he got that 3 or 4 year security from Brisbane, and good luck to him with that, and we wish him all the best.
Righto, ready? I've saved the toughest for last, all right? The compensation formula. And I'm talking about the Brandon Ellis deal. When you put it in line with a few deals that have happened recently over here, it seems a little out of whack that what the Gold Coast and Richmond ended up happening there. Your understanding of it, I know it's tough, you can't critique it too hard because you're involved in it, but it's bloody hard to understand, Reddy, on the outside. It seems like it's made up of secret herbs and spices, as everybody's quoting at the moment.
Louis, it's even hard to understand on the inside. So all I'll say is it's the secret herbs and spices. And at the end of the day, my view is whatever you deliver with, you just work with what's in front of you and you get on with life. So I think that's the best way to go about it.
Can I suggest this, Reedy, that given we've just come off our wacky Wednesdays and everything else, that when Gil comes out to announce compensation picks, he dresses as the Colonel.
I'll pass that on.
It's good, Lou. He should, shouldn't he?
Well, mate, good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, good chatting, guys. Good
luck. He's the list manager of the Adelaide Football Club, Justin Reid, on the Rush Hour with Giles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M, it's the Rush Hour, Giles and Louis.
Well done to three South Aussies got picked, named in the 2020 International Series squad too, Jar. I'm looking for Zamps' new hairdo. Can't wait to see it.
I want Zamps to come up with a couple of little tricks.
Yeah.
All right? He can't be just a one-trick bowler.
No.
Zamps?
He's got that many tricks with the hair, translated.
That's it.
Ball and hair.
Get some magic with those little fingers. But Alex Carey's obviously in the side, and our boy Trav.
Richo Man.
Yeah, missed out. Yeah.
All right, let's get to some of the other stuff in trade week, in particular dealing with Port and Adelaide. Orazio Fantasia's name getting thrown around everywhere. Yet to go to Essendon and say he wants to trade back home, but has been confirmed that Michael Doughty, good old dogger, is his new manager.
He is.
So that would suggest that there's an instant line inside. Port Adelaide have been linked. Trav Boak said on Melbourne Radio that he asked him in about round 20.
During the game.
Whether he was coming home or not.
And that's where you do the deals while you play against these
blokes. I mean,
that's where you recruit.
It's where Benny Stratton's let himself down from Hawthorn. He was pinching him all day instead of saying, do you want to come to the club?
Do you want to come? Yes.
I'm not going to come to a club that pinches.
Mate, that's very smart by Trav.
So Adelaide, surely they should be into Fantasia.
Absolutely. If they're going to lose Eddie Betts, you need that replacement.
You need that speed. He's high pressure forward. He can kick goals.
And he can chop out on the wing.
It's a magic fit for both clubs and would be a great coup to get him back. Because, you know, he's hit and miss at the moment, Orazio. Had a bit of a run with injury.
He did.
But coming into a prime.
Fresh start. Family's home.
Yeah.
Get that hairdo. We'll ask Reedy that question.
Oh, the hairdo.
I didn't like it, Lou.
I think that should be a part of the contract.
What's that like?
There'll be no bleaching.
No.
No Slim Shady. None of this
M&M. Get 100 games, get a Brownlow, get maybe a couple of B&Fs, then you can start flirting with your hair, champ.
Yeah, well, basically take it and just say
But don't roll out looking like one of the...
I'd put a 12-month clause.
One Direction boys.
Yeah, 12-month clause.
Mm.
Zane from One Direction, you reckon? Now we're talking about music that doesn't even appear on our network. But that's how in-depth we are when it comes to trade.
But I hope the Crows are into it.
I would too. Yeah. Can I give you a shout-out before we go any further? Well done to Trav Boak, winning his second B&F while we're away.
Golf clap.
Outstanding. Speech was magnificent. And well done to the million-dollar kid.
My boy.
Brady Crouch picked up his first gold jacket. Thank God he did, because if he'd come runner-up, he would have thrown the second prize into Westlakes like Jars did all those years. Thank you very much, Matty Connell.
I think it was a little golf cart.
Yeah, a little golf cart.
Well done. Caught up with Crouchy today for a coffee.
Speaking of Brad Crouch.
Yes.
It's been said that talks are on hold till the coach is appointed because obviously long-term deals have a massive effect.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Reid will give us more detail on that in about 10 minutes' time, the list manager. But Brad Crouch, Gold Coast or here?
Well, look, body language wants to stay here. But I don't think it'll be his call.
He's adamant. It sounds like he wants the long term.
Yeah, he loves it here.
And it's whether the Crows are prepared to give him a long-term deal. Because it's the rage.
Mm.
7 years. He's not even asking for the max.
How old's Brady now?
What is he, 24?
24.
25. Would top him
in 7 years. That put him to what?
Yeah.
31.
Yeah. Right on the money.
I don't know. Something, my water's not right at the moment, as you know.
But you've got a chemical imbalance. But I've got, fungus. Yeah.
But I don't know. Something just tells me that it could be a Queensland move. I might be wrong.
When was the last time, and this is a dead set serious question, a best and fairest winner left the footy club? Did Juddy win it when he went before he went home in Eagles?
Good question.
I'm thinking out loud, trying to think. Tim Kelly didn't quite win it the other night.
No, yeah.
Danger stormed home and got over the top again. Danger.
Did. Yeah, Danger's done it. Yep.
That's the only one in recent memory. But his was a well-known all year.
He made it very clear early that he was off.
It just shows you how serious, though, the Suns are with that priority pick of trying to land that key talent in their early 20s that's going to play, if not for 7 or 8 years, 10 years at their footy club. Christ. It's almost like the AFL. So you can have it, but you've got to go and land.
Get a big fish.
A big name that's going to add something. Absolutely.
But the Crows cannot afford to lose a Brad Crouch. No way.
Not when you're trying to regenerate your list, because he is right smack bang your next leader. Okay. Dougal Howard, his name. Getting thrown around everywhere. It? Apparently toured North Melbourne. Had a look. And everyone's on tour at the moment.
Yeah, everyone's touring. Are they taking their families with them?
I'm not really sure. No, I think you roll solo on these dudes, Jar. I think you roll solo and go on through. Yeah. I'm just being reminded Darren Jarman changed clubs after BNF.
I knew that stat, but I didn't.
And 5 Holden Commodores.
He's listening too,
and 6
Kerry.
6 brown paper bags, Kezza. Are they still buried in your backyard, or is that just the beers?
Now, Dougal
Howard
is a good pickup.
I'm going to be honest with you here. When I caught up with some ex-Sydney people earlier this year, before about round 21, round 22, I was talking to my old captain, Dennis Carroll, and we were just chatting the breeze about people over in this town. Mm. And Dougal just re-signed.
Yep.
And I said, if you're going to try and cherry pick any young talent in this state, I said he would be the one. Ooh, if you're looking for that key position, bit of a swing man, can do a bit of everything.
Because you need a couple of replacements.
I just said in general terms, if I had to pick one person, young kid out of this state, Dougal Howard would have been the one. Now, St Kilda, North Melbourne are really keen.
Yep.
Porter obviously pretty confident the fact he's got a deal. Mm. He's going to stay.
But where does he fit?
Exactly.
At Port Adelaide.
Got tried down forward, dropped in the end of the year.
He's a genuine backman, key backman.
Yeah, so that's the big one they've got to make their mind up. I reckon that's the real intriguing one here from a Port Adelaide perspective. Mm. Whether what comes with that? What could you get for Dougal Howard?
Mm.
You know?
Second round or third?
It might be a player and a pick. Yeah. You just don't know. Mm. You know, so
Kangaroos would be a good fit because Scotty Thompson's retired.
Yeah, they need one. Mm. Robbie Tarrant needs somebody down back with him to be the 1-2 punch to play on the big. Anyone that are into him.
Good fit.
Ran out of time there. We're going to get to Cam Elisharman and what he said. Also get to what Roo said on breakfast this morning about the Elisharman deal and whether, in fact, it was the camp that was the tipping point. And there's been some great stuff coming out of the AFL footballing world that's been awfully funny throughout the week that we've been off.
Yep.
And we've also got a drive-by-the-year nomination from my man, BJ, Brendan Goddard, on Joe Dana.
Triple M's Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, all your sports news first.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for another Jars and Louis drive-by.
I love these Jars. Not often it happens during the trade period either. And it comes from a man that's he's often been on the receiving end of this show, Brendan Goddard, who obviously has been commenting on ex-teammate Joe Danner, whose request to be traded to Sydney, which goes all the way back to that secret meeting him and Tom Hartley were catching up as mates way back in the day. Here is BJ suggesting that Joe might need to take his rehab a bit more serious and having a bit of a crack that he owes the football club. This is our drive-by nomination of the year.
In this case, it does feel like he kind of owes the club and owes the boys to, as much as the injuries affect him, I think he could have gone about it a better way with his rehab. And at the time, I didn't think he dedicated himself hard enough to recovering and rehab and giving himself the best chance to get up and play.
My lovely.
There is glass all over
lovely.
Us at the moment.
There is glass all over. And Danaher was hiding behind the wheel.
I'm still under the counter here at Triple M. I am with the spray on that one.
But
I
mean, young Joe is a carefree individual.
He is.
He plays with spirit and a smile on his face. So rehab to him is,
it's jail.
It's, yeah.
Rehab is boring.
It's
and that's where you find out how professional you are.
Mm.
And from two former members of Fat Club, you know where we sat when it came to that. It can be tough, though, Jazz. And when you have that long-term stuff, the motivation.
Well, we saw it with Charlie Dixon.
Absolutely. It wears them down these days.
It's like being, like him in Alcatraz, he reckons.
Because it's not something that they expect to happen.
No.
It can be a bit of why me and how do I get out of it?
Yep.
Because you think you're working hard, but you're not.
You're not.
So
might
be a fair point. And BJ, he would know. He was there.
And Joe would have got that relayed back to him.
You'd think so.
Do you make a little phone call to Brendan as a ex-teammate, or you let it go?
But probably not, because you probably know Godsey's personality. So that one's sort of been running around.
But lovely, though, Lou.
Yeah, look.
Hey, nice to come back
to. As far
to.
As nominations go,
yeah,
right
lock
up
it in.
There. A great way to start our run to the finish line.
That's it.
Braden Maynard, of course, son of.
Peter.
Max.
Yep.
Down at the bay.
Yep. Outside mid. Yep.
Good mate of yours.
Oh. Shut up about that.
Talking at the Collingwood BNF, a very funny speech, won't play its entirety, came fifth. Obviously, Troy Longmuir was a assistant coach
at
the Collingwood Football Club, who's now in charge of the Fremantle Footy Club. Braden Maynard very put funny. Himself up there for maybe a short, sharp five at the Fringe in Adelaide.
Hello. I'll start my thanks. I'll start with the missus, Ashley, because I'll probably forget her if I keep going on. Ashley, you're a wonderful, wonderful human being, and I love you very much. The things, you do for me, I'm actually quite nervous right now. I'm not a very good public speaker, but
it's not a great start, Joe.
There's 1,000 people in the room, but you know what? I actually, wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now. But yeah, Ashley, I love you very much, and thank you for the whole year for being by my side. Nathan, thanks for being there by my side also. Justin Longmuir, I don't know if you're here or if you're in WA already. Your dog.
I said Troy, it was Justin, very funny stuff, isn't it? And some are so polished, and then some are so raw.
Yeah, and he was nervous.
Absolutely.
And he obviously had a few jugs.
Can't believe he didn't think his hairdresser. He's got those racing blades.
Doesn't
along
he?
The side. very funny stuff. Clarko was at it too during the break
at
the
back?
BNF. BNF seemed to have turned into the Fringe.
Yeah.
A lot of comedy action. Clarko on stage, and this is at the Hawthorn Faithful in front of
Did
him
he
delivering.
Was shirt on or off?
At this point on.
Yeah, okay.
Delivering with a bit of candid language. Nice. We beeped it out for everybody along there, but talking about that momentous occasion in Canberra.
The forecast is that we're going to be playing in snow. There has never been a game of AFL footy played in snow, and the Hawks have got the chance to play in it. You f***ing beauty! Unfortunately, I got my shirt off on the Friday night, on Thursday night, by which I get a text message from my daughter and my wife simultaneously, put away the blubber.
Couple of reds.
Well, and that's why he didn't feel the cold.
He had a couple of reds.
Oh, I think he had a couple
he
on the night.
He was loose.
But that's
Isn't
good.
That fantastic.
That is so
All
good
coaches
to hear.
Should be like that.
So good to hear. And this is a great tweet I just stumbled across. Obviously, the Tim Kelly Geelong West Coast situation. It's going to get ugly and nasty before it gets better, and they want everything.
Yeah.
Peter Ryan on Twitter, and Pete follows AFL footy very closely. Right. Good idea. West Coast should offer to play a final at Geelong. GMHBA Stadium if the two teams meet in September within the next decade as a circuit breaker in the Kelly deal. Now, I know that sounds silly right now.
It might work.
And he hashtags it. Can that happen? Rules on the run.
Well,
don't take this seriously.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you, it's going to take something out of the box to get that Kelly deal
isn't it? Not a bad little deal, that one.
Throw that one in.
Oh,
and can we finish on a serious note? And back to the forever going on review at your football club. Is that finished yet?
No, it's. I think it has. Yeah,
has it?
It's completed. It's all done.
Where are the themes and the findings? Where are they?
Chapo will come out.
Are they coming out?
Chapo will come out.
Chapo said it was all going to come out. We're going to just adhere to everything.
They're not far away.
And then Faye sort of turned it around, said, "Oh, it's just a couple of themes that need to be some messaging." And all right.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Brown. I've had to rely on Tommy Brown. Channel 7's Tom Brown to get some mail out of the joint.
Mm.
And it sounds like the Birdman might be under the pump, Brett Burton.
Just on that, Darcy, there's going to be some changes, significant ones in the footy department following that camp. But there's a big development on the coaching
front.
Who's
gone? Who's gone? Hang on, who's gone?
Well, I think the football manager's under significant pressure, Ed.
Who's that?
Brett Burton, you're saying?
Brett Burton, yep, 100%.
Tommy Brown on Eddie McGuire's breakfast show.
Listen to Ed. Tell me. Come on.
Nothing happens. He sounds like you.
What? Tom Brown?
No, Ed.
Oh, Ed.
When you're doing your Leo Getz impersonation. We need a pacey one today, Jars. $1,000 off for grabs. We've been waffling on first day back from our holiday, our annual leave, and we are in here to get set. Who's playing?
George from Flinders Park. Welcome, George.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Sounds like you've had a good day, Georgie. Day off, went fishing with the lad. So we wish you all, with the lad, I'm sorry, wish you all the best of luck, mate. You've got an Automasters lifeline up your sleeve. You need to get 10 questions right in 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of the first question. I wish you all the best of luck. Hopefully you get $1,000.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Adelaide 36ers open their season against which team this Saturday, George?
Pass.
No. Jason Cripps is the list manager for which AFL club?
Okay. AFL player Jamie Elliott has signed a 2-year deal with which AFL club?
Collingwood.
Which former Socceroo has come home to Adelaide to play for Adelaide United this season?
James Troisi.
Okay, how many South Australians were named in the 14-man Gillette T20 international squad? 3 South Australians, who are they?
Auto Masters.
Oh, you cocked that up. Who will coach Fremantle next year? That's not you, George, that was
me.
Justin Longmuir.
Yep.
Well played. 6-time MotoGP champion Marc Marquez is from which country?
Spain.
Which team will Cam Ellis-Yellman play for next season?
Brisbane Lions.
Nice. True or false? Ande Modi will play in the Australian Open in January. Is that true or false?
False.
Behind Burgoyne and Ablett, which player has played the third most games heading into next season? Plays for Carlton.
That's a tough one.
Oh, number one.
Oh,
yeah, buzzer. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, no, number six.
Number six.
Great effort, George.
Sorry.
That's all right, Georgie. Time up. Didn't quite get there. Kate Simpson was the man you're looking
Analyzing
for.
Analyzing now.
Go, Timmy.
Okay. We'll punch it in.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Correct. Not bad, George. Shaky start. We thought we were going to say goodbye after an 0-2 beginning, but you don't get the money, but you pick up a pretty sweet prize, Timmy.
Yeah, an Ego Power Plus blower kit, mate. Think outside with the Ego Power Plus range of outdoor power equipment. All yours, mate.
Enjoy, George.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your day off, mate.
Thanks, George.
You too.
And thanks for playing. All right, Sydney Kings, we kick off the Adelaide 36ers this Saturday, the opener. Jason Cripps is list manager for Port Adelaide. How many South Australians were named in a 14-man Gillette T20 squad? You said, tell me the 3 names. It was actually, we're just looking for the number. The question says how many, not name. It would have said name,
George.
It was 3. Alex Carey, Kane Richardson, Adam Zampa, if you're playing at home.
And he used his auto master.
And if you like the tough crossword, that's the one.
Right.
And it's true. Andy Murray will play in the Australian Open in January in 2020.
And his mum's coming with
him. He's back. The hip has come good.
There you go. Justin Reid, Crows list manager, with the inside word on the phone next. It's a Rush Hour, Jars and Louis. Triple M.